Great to have lots of fresh testimonies. So if you have any, please do always let us know. Let me know if you've got fresh stories of God at work. And here's Jonathan.
Hi. Sam, I really want to talk to you after the meeting. I struggle with IBS, which is probably what you had. Very similar, very restrictive on diet and such like. And I'm just sort of feeding back on a subject related to that today, really. And over the last couple of weeks, the Lord's been talking to me a lot on the verse in Proverbs 3, lean not on your own understanding, but go via the Lord, basically. Don't form opinions yourself. So, anyway, I've been working on that through sort of each morning, every area of life I come against. I sort of come up to the Lord and say, Lord, can you give me wisdom on this? Anyway, on Thursday morning, about 3 a.m, I woke up with a horrendous stomach ache, something I've not had before, completely debilitating. I couldn't go to work. I went to the doctor in the morning. They didn't know what it was. It got slightly better in the evening, and then I managed to get to work on Friday, and then in the evening it became really bad again. I had to go and see a out of hours GP, and again he didn't know what was going on, but just prescribed me stronger painkillers. So I thought, well, the Lord's been talking to me a lot about leaning on him for understanding, so it's probably a good chance to do it. So I said to the Lord, what's your view on this? And he instantly gave me reminded me of the story where Moses sent out the 12 spies to survey the land. 10 of them came back and said, you know, these are giants. The land's amazing, but there's no way. 2 of them came back and said, yeah, let's go. We can have this land. And so the Lord is challenging me, you know, do you think what you've got is too big? Or do you think that with me, you can conquer it? It's like, well, that's great. So I said to the Lord, well, how do you see this stomach pain that I'm having? And he basically said, it's a cruel enemy. That's what we're fighting against. That's what I've got. So I said, well, how can I sort this out? And he said, the blood that I shed on the cross will wipe away all pain. I've already won what you need. You know, it's a given. I paid for it. We just need to claim it. So I just started washing my, you know, my stomach pain and that with his blood. And then I woke up in the morning absolutely pain-free, and haven't had any trouble since. So.